Robinhood Radio presents Flavor Matters with Serge Matakians. He's the owner of Saravan Restaurant in Armenia. If you can't find him in the kitchen or gardens, then follow him either on Facebook or Twitter at Saravan NY.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone. This is Serge from Saravan Restaurant and Flavor Matters. And I'm continuing my discussions about Armenia and Armenians around the world. And I am honored and privileged to have Robin or Ruben Koulakesyan from Paris, who is joining us. Ruben, or Robin in English, is a native French Armenian and is also the brainchild of the book Little Armenias. He is a graduate of Sorbonne in international relations, and he's worked for the French government, including the French embassy in Moscow. Robin, thank you so much for calling in from Paris. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Serge. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So, Robin, you are an Armenian in Paris. You went to Armenia at 18 when you were in 2007 for the first time. And you have been going to Armenia since, and you love traveling, sometimes even hitchhiking wherever you go. Tell us a little bit about yourself, number one, and then how this idea of the book Little Armenias and your wonderful Instagram feed under the same name, Little Armenias, came about and how you decided to do it.
Well, so as you said, I'm born and raised in Paris. I'm a real mix between the French and Armenian cultures, and I grew up only in France, and I never traveled that much until I was 18, 17. I went to Armenia for the first time when I was 17, as you said. And I think that was the first time I traveled and outside of France.
Which is, you said that the first time that you traveled outside of France, you went to Armenia, and it was in 2007, which... 14 years ago, and Armenia had just gained its independence for about 10 years, and it was a very, very different country.
That was very different, and that's why I understood what was traveling, and for me that was new, and I really liked it. So whenever I had an occasion, like be it just student vacations and later when I had the opportunity to do internships or working abroad, I really enjoyed discovering new cultures, new countries. So it started more as something natural for me, something as a hobby. I enjoyed learning languages. I enjoyed traveling, learning about different cultures, different food also. And that's why after many travels, I went to Asia, Africa, South America, the US, of course, all over Europe. And I was almost all the time was, as you said, hitchhiking, backpacking, staying in hostels, backpackers travel, let's say. But I was feeling that I was learning a lot. And that's why I decided, okay, can I connect that experience of traveling with my Armenian roots? And in particular, I was thinking that's because the Armenian diaspora is, especially after the genocide, but not only, is present in many countries all over the world. I was thinking we should have a book where whenever we go somewhere, we can meet fellow Armenians. And not because... How can I explain that? That's not just to meet an Armenian. I'll take an example. I went to Buenos Aires in Argentina, and I've met local Argentine Armenians. But in fact, you meet them through these common roots that we are both Armenians. But you're meeting
you, local, how you're... did you how did you connect with the Argentinian Armenians?
Oh,
you know about well, them, or did you look in the phone book?
No, actually, the phone book thing, I think that was like I've known Armenians doing that 50 years ago with the phone book. But no, today more in social networks, and I knew someone that told me they have friends in Argentina. So just I say, okay, can you give me the contact of your friend? That's how it happened. But when you meet these local people, you meet Argentines, local Argentines. It's even more interesting like that. The Armenians say like common roots are more a way to get to know local people. And they invited me to a wedding, like the guys that I made friend, I don't know, three or four days before their wedding. And they invited me to the wedding and I went there. It was not really an Armenian wedding. It was a real local wedding, Yeah, so, and I was thinking, I use this thing as, okay, connecting with Armenians, but it gave me the opportunity to be and to attend a local wedding and feel the local culture from Argentina itself. So I think
what is very interesting following you on your Instagram and knowing you and having gone through your book, I've given your books to friends and relatives. And this example of being in Argentina and going to an Armenian wedding and recognizing it as not being as a real Armenian wedding, but more of an Argentinian wedding. What have you gained from this experiences? You've been to Brazil, you've been to Greece, you've been to Turkey. I mean, you've been everywhere. And you've put a lot of little videos together and snippets, stories of introducing various Armenians. You know, I call it Armenian worlds. You've introduced us to the Armenian worlds in different countries. What do you think from your experience? It's offered you a very interesting perspective. What do you think is the common thread that you have discovered, or have you discovered any common threads?
Well, first of all, what I learned, it teaches a lot about identity, because anyone, not just Armenian, you build your own identity around when you're a teenager, around family, friends, school, the neighborhood you grew up in, and you put names on that. So I was thinking, oh, that's because of my French culture. This is because of my Armenian culture. But then you'll travel and you'll meet other Armenians that have totally different definition of what's the Armenian culture than what you were thinking when you were younger. And it could be the same about French. It could be the same about anything. The definition of your own identity you make when you are like younger. These travels made me think way wider and more open about what it is to be an Armenian, for example. I was even surprised that there is not much of common features, like something that an Armenian in Siberia would have exactly the same way as an Armenian in Sao Paulo, Brazil. There is almost nothing in common. That's why it's
interesting to hear, but yet they identify themselves as Armenians.
I always say, people say, so what's the thing we have in common? And I always say it's the past and the future. It's the this consciousness that we have a common past, we have a common history, and that's actually true. Like we come from the same roots, even though one is ending up in Siberia, the other one in Brazil, the other one in California or whatever. But this idea of having a common history and sharing also a future together, because in some way we have a common future as Armenians wherever we are. So I think the freedom it gives is very interesting, because then you can think and say, okay, but it gives me a lot of space to define my own way of being Armenian. And that was something I thought very interesting.
That's a good point. Let me reintroduce you. If you're just joining us, this is Serge from Flavor Matters and Serevan Restaurant, and I am speaking with Robin Kulaksezian in Paris, and we are talking about the Armenian diaspora all around the world. And Robin, or Ruben, as we would say in Armenian, has put a book together. He's the brainchild of the book called Little Armenias, and he's traveled all around the world to put this Armenian communities on the map. So you said that it has opened up the definition of being an Armenian. You, as a as an Armenian, as a European Armenian, more specifically as a French Armenian who has a Armenian father and a French mother and heritage from Aleppo, Syria, so Western Armenians. How has your travels and your expedition, because it's really an expedition of Armenians, at least that's what it appears to me, how has that defined your, you said that one thing that we have in common is our history and our future. How has that impacted your own personal understanding?
Oh, in many ways. Uh-huh. Many ways, but I'm not sure if I can like separate what was about traveling and what was about. I think like I discovered my Armenian identity in the same time I discovered other cultures. I experienced traveling alone. I learned languages because I was I'm very into also linguistics and learning languages. So
how many languages do you speak now?
I speak eight.
You speak eight languages.
Yeah, eight languages, kind of almost fluently. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Like I have a very good conversation in eight, and I can have a few words conversation in a bit more.
Uh huh. Yeah.
That's because I always, the fact that I travel alone, it gave me you don't have the choice. You have to learn a bit of the language. You have to communicate with locals.
So you speak French, you speak English, you speak Armenian, and?
Yeah, I speak Spanish, I speak Portuguese, Russian, Arabic, and Italian.
Was Arabic very difficult for you to study?
Yeah, Russian and Arabic were the hardest ones. And I'd say Arabic, Russian and Arabic were the hardest.
Okay.
Because it's a different system. So the Latin languages are easy as a French. When you study Spanish and Portuguese or Italian, you just have a lot of common words. So it's easier.
Sure. Sure. And then the grammar and the expressions.
Yeah, right? Very similar.
Just to go back to what you were saying, that through your travels is expanded. I'm hoping to extract a couple of really distinct things that you may have identified that when you were 18 and you began your travels, you didn't have, but over this last 14 years, you have a deeper understanding and more specifically about being an Armenian. Can you identify maybe two deeper things that make more sense for you, or they're more solidified? Or maybe you realized that there were certain things that were fallacious and
I can talk about food and a bit about language too. But yeah, about food, for example, the idea I had of Armenian food was the food of my grandmother. And I think that's natural, but you imagine the big idea of Armenian food as just what's cooking your family is cooking. So I was seeing it this way. And then I was discovering that for an Armenian somewhere else in Lebanon, Armenian food is something totally different. For an Armenian in Iran, so Armenian food is different. In Russia, in Georgia. So I think that's something that evolved a lot. My definition of not only Armenian food, of course, and food in general, like the labels you put on this is from there or this is from that, and that's something that I'm a bit if I look back to myself when I was 18, I was very close-minded on the definition of food and recipes and
what Armenian food is. Is that
what you're trying to say? Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Since your grandmother was from Aleppo, then you were eating more Western Armenian.
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. It was Western Armenian food, and even like before they were from Marash, which is like an area in it was in the Aleppo governorate of the Ottoman Empire. Uh-huh. So they had also, even from that particular town, they had their own specialties, and even the same dish can be cooked in different ways according to the town you're coming from.
100%. That's what's fascinating about food. We have about 2 minutes left. What would be a second characteristic or idea or feeling that is more solidified in you from your travels?
That's a hard one.
Through your travels, did you see anything deepened or altered your sense of being an Armenian? Or for you, did it change?
It's very complicated to find one answer, because I can't tell. Like at the end, I feel more like that, but that's very hard for me to tell. Where it came from? Is it from the travels? Is it from friends? Is it from I don't know? And I'm constantly modifying my definitions of things and my own identity and everything. That's a constant evolution, and I'm always open to more. So I don't really see one particular step or something that really changed everything. But it deepened, of course. I think knowledge, I'd say what I have now that I didn't have at 18 is knowledge, definitely. It's like more knowledge, knowing more about history, about languages, about family stories also. I have more knowledge. So,
Robin, you have really given me a beautiful segue into our next segment. I hope you will stick around so we can record one more conversation together. This is Serge from Serevan Restaurant and Flavor Matters. I had the pleasure of speaking with Robin Kulakseksian in Paris, and I hope that you will tune into our next conversation. Thank you.
Flavor Matters is a joint production of the Serevan Restaurant and Robin Hood Radio. For more information on the Serevan Restaurant in Amelia, New York, serevan.com on the web.